And it was announced yesterday, Turf, that Maxi will be working with the Melbourne Storm and the club's leadership development coach for 2015. That's right, the Melbourne Storm.
Jump codes.
SEN's very own Nick Maxwell, the Run Home's very own Nick Maxwell. Maxi, good afternoon.
Hey, boys, how are you going?
Terrific, buddy, terrific. How long's this been in the wings? What's going on here?
When I retired, July, I guess injury forced me out, and Craig Bellamy gave me a bell probably mid-August, just sort of went through what they wanted me to do, if I was interested in coming on, and spent a couple of days in there just, I guess, observing and making sure that, I guess, there was something I thought I could actually do. I didn't want to just sort of say yes before, I guess, knowing what went on inside the building, but obviously went through a bit of work there and then sat in all the reviews when the season finished, which obviously finished pretty disappointingly for the Storm boys, but have sort of been in planning meetings ever since, and their pre-season started for the young boys this week.
You're pretty aware, Nick, of what a captain does in the AFL world. Now, Cam Smith, obviously, also captain of the Maroons. So, any similarities in their roles?
Yeah, of course, there always is when you're leading, I guess, men, young men, and some guys, I guess, who are getting a bit older now. But, look, Smithy's probably a bit different in that he misses, so he won't be around till Jan. He and Cooper and a few of the New Zealand boys, because they've been playing, obviously, for the country. So, a bit more work now, I guess, with the emerging leaders over through December and early January, just to sort of make sure that, I guess, the group's heading in the right direction.
How long have you had a relationship with the Melbourne Storm, Maxi?
I actually contacted Cam after we drew the 2010 grand final. Obviously, all the boys are pretty flat, and sort of picked his brain, had a coffee with him and asked him about, I guess, in between Storm and Origin. Sometimes they'll play 2 and 3 days later, and just sort of chatted with him about how they sort of get everyone up and get going again. Obviously, when you go through one game and you've got to get yourself up again. So probably going back to there with him. And then I spoke to the whole squad a couple of years ago on the eve of Anzac Day. I was injured, I think, 3 years ago. So went and spoke to them the night before, and basically since then I've sort of kept in touch with a lot of them.
And Nick, you said the boys were pretty flat after the 2010 drawn grand final. Was that obviously physically sort of flattened as well, but was it like a fear of losing thing? What was the mental side of them being flat after that game?
Oh, yeah, it was obviously both, Turf. Physically, like when we had our bloods and all that taken, they were at record highs, and I know the fitness staff and Dave Butterfield, they were pretty worried that we wouldn't be able to get everyone up for the next week, but emotionally, it's probably, you feel like you've sort of let everyone down, you've missed an opportunity. So it was really just about getting guys back on. Look, we haven't lost anything, it's just been delayed. So that was a big part, I guess, leadership-wise, trying to get all the boys thinking that we haven't lost anything, it's just been delayed. So that's how that worked.
Tell us, were you supremely confident the night before the first grand final, and compare that to your level of confidence going into the replay?
Yeah, I was confident before the first one, but I was probably more confident the next week. I just felt that St Kilda outplayed us in the first grand final. And I know we probably only had maybe 5 or 6 guys who actually got votes in the best and fairest, I think, in that first grand final that we drew. A lot of guys were down on the day, so I just thought there's no way that we'll have that many guys down again the next week. So I guess that's where that confidence stemmed from.
Tell me about speaking to the Melbourne Storm in 2013, Max. I mean, you mentioned Cam Smith before. Billy Slater's a megastar across the globe in rugby league. Cooper Cronk's a star. You've got plenty of other super players. And you're coming from outside, a different code of footy. You're a premiership captain, albeit, and a great leader in the AFL community. But what was it like speaking to those guys, knowing you had absolute megastars in the audience?
Yeah, nervous at the start, half. As you said, like some of those guys who have been around, I mean, I've sort of looked up to them and idolised a lot of those guys, and you admire the way they go about it. But in the end, when you're asked to come in and do something, you just do it the best of your ability. So obviously now with this role, it's probably 3 parts. The first part is working with Craig and the leadership group. The second part is developing the emerging leaders. And the third part is helping the young guys and just sort of make them understand, I guess, the professionalism that's needed. So that doesn't matter whatever sport you're playing, you still got to make sure that you're doing everything right. So there are, I guess, the 3 elements to it. So for me, obviously, I've got to come in, I've got to build a trust and build a rapport with all those guys individually and as a group. So that's a challenge I'm looking forward to, as they know a little bit about me, I guess, and where I've come from. But that means nothing, really, when you get, just like when we have guys who get drafted, when we're at Collingwood, guys who come in and we say, look, we don't care if you're the number one draft pick or the number 120 rookie, you come in here and you prove yourself to us, you show us you belong, you work your backside off. So I'm in exactly the same position. I'm going to go in there and show them, I guess, what I'm capable of, and I guess I've started to do that, hopefully, over the last sort of few meetings and that we've had with them.
What's your long-term plans, Nick, footy-wise?
Footy-wise, I'm not sure, mate. I think probably administration. I know I've got... I'll do a bit of work with Collingwood over the next 2 years, just around administration stuff. So Gary Purse's been really good to me there. And also I've been working with the promotions factory on Star Athletics for the last 12 months. So getting some good, I guess, business experience outside of footy and seeing, I guess, different angles. I didn't want to sort of walk straight into, I don't want to coach for a start. I like the business side more, but I didn't want to just walk into a role in administration anywhere without going out and getting some more experience. I think that if you just walk into certain roles at times, you can be a little bit protected, and you actually need to, just like I was talking about before, you've got to go into different roles in different organisations and prove yourself and sort of show that you belong and show that you've got a good role to play. So I guess that's why I was keen to not just stay at Collingwood. I want to go and do some other things as well.
I'm sure that this wasn't the only phone call you had after your retirement, Maxi. How many other businesses, clubs, organisations have contacted you trying to get your services for the next year?
I did take a few, half, but I guess because I retired mid-year and because I've sort of had a plan with Gary Purton, with Collingwood for probably 18 months now, I guess everyone sort of started to realise that that was my plan and that's what I wanted to do. So it's been great working at Star Athletic, and Rob Hilton's been great for me as, I guess, a mentor, and then obviously working with Purdy at different stages as well. So still got plenty to learn. I know that some people are... When he said, oh, look, one day he's going to be the CEO of Collingwood, a lot of people are sort of laughing at it, going, play in the back line for Collingwood. Now that qualifies you to be a CEO, does it? But I guess I've sort of been lucky that I've worked in different businesses and met different people along the way. And I've always been, I guess, ready and aware of what's to come and how quickly footy can end. So I have put in a lot of work, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and trying some different things.
It's been happening at your club in the off season too, Maxi. Lost Dane Beams.
A bit of work at St Joey's. Yeah, I'm down there.
No, no, not at St Joey's. At the Magpies. Lost Beams. You've lost Rocket Eade. He's gone to the Gold Coast Suns, of course. Firstly, on Beams, what did you make of that situation? Then on Rocket, did you think that he was the man to take Gold Coast forward?
Yeah, with Beamsy, I mean, obviously, I'm pretty close with him, and I was aware of, I guess, the whole family situation, aware that he did have that draw, like, to want to go home, and his mum did move back to Queensland as well, so having all his family up there and his brother up there, I know he's sort of always had that, I guess, that family connection, wanting to head back, and when his dad got sick, that was definitely something that, I guess, added to that. So obviously disappointed. He's a great player, he's a premiership player, and he's going to be a great leader for Brisbane as well. I think he's still finding his feet in terms of his leadership. He doesn't know what he's actually capable of. So I think he's got some big avenues that he'll go through with that. Obviously with Rocket, he's someone who's just always been a great coach, and having worked with him, I think that he probably saw a different side to the business and the business of footy in terms of working on contracts and working in administration. So I think he's going to be even better now going out there, and really young list. And I know, speaking to a lot of the Gold Coast players, they were disappointed that the Blue left. They all love Bluey and got on him really well, but obviously now with Rocket going up there, he's someone who can really take him to that next level.
Not interested in the role yourself, eh? Just in case.
Which one? Rocket's role?
Rocket's role, yeah.
Nah, not yet, mate. As I said, I've got to go and get a bit more experience first.
Righto. Well, we'll see. Hold fire on that one, mate. I think it's fantastic you're spreading your wings and spending some time with the Melbourne Storm in your leadership role there. Good luck, mate. We look forward to spending a bit of time with you through the next couple of years as well.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Nick Cheers. Maxwell, the Run Home's very own Nick Maxwell, Collingwood Premiership captain, and from 2015, Melbourne Storm Leadership Development Coach, which is a terrific role for an excellent human being. He'll get them into shape quick smart. Don't you worry about that. If you want to join up for the Melbourne Storm early for 2015, melbournestorm.com.au for all your membership information. Turf, just a 2015 evaluation of the Storm, just into the break?
Well, like, I hope it's not the end of an era. Those three Storm players, probably the three of the best half a dozen players in the whole NRL in the past decade or so. Just hope that it's got another couple of years in them. Not so sure, though.